When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2862, Motivation Doesn't Exist, by Jenny Lee of hellobrio.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, OLD for short, or old for shorter, where I read the best blogs to you with permission from the authors, covering productivity, minimalism, personal growth, all that fun stuff. And with that, let's get right to another post and start optimizing your life. Motivation Doesn't Exist, by Jenny Lee of hellobrio.com. Confession time. It's been 3 days since I wrote 1,000 or more words. I pulled out my August accountability calendar on the 1st and thought to myself, let's make August kick ass. It's mostly zero daily word counts so far. The main thing going through my mind, I just don't have the motivation to write right now. But that is bullshit. Why? Because motivation doesn't exist. Or if you depend on its existence for you to get your work done and show up consistently, the job's not going to get done. Motivation requires dependence on external forces to help make things happen. When those things don't happen, it's easy to blame the lack of motivation. But what's really happening is the lack of you showing up. I realized this yesterday at work when I was asked to create an illustration for a t-shirt for an upcoming 5K fundraiser. Illustration, I thought? It's been nearly 2 months since I drew anything. Why? Because of lack of motivation to draw. I've been focusing on other things, like writing my book, so I let my art slide for the past few weeks. But really, is because I started to feel like drawing wasn't rewarding, or it was too hard, or I wasn't good enough, etc. Because I was asked to show up to create this t-shirt illustration, I had no choice but to put pen to paper. In the act of doing so, I remembered how much I love to draw and implement my own illustration style. As I brought the doodle into Adobe Illustrator, my digital artist mind went crazy happy, and the next time I looked up at the clock, it was time to leave for the day. Have a breakthrough moment. Little breakthrough moments like this one remind us that motivation doesn't exist. You have to commit to showing up. And if you don't feel like it, show up anyway. The first few minutes of work are going to be the hardest, but once you sit down and get started, your body and mind will go straight back into work mode. Are you a writer who is stuck? Sit down at your writing spot with your laptop. Open your writing program. Your brain will say, hey, I know this place. The blinking cursor won't be as scary as you'd imagine it to be all day, I promise. Turn off your Wi-Fi and mute your phone. Put on your headphones and listen to whatever gets you in the mood to write. Start writing anything. Write absolute nonsense for 2 minutes and something good will happen. Even if something great doesn't happen, you're committing yourself to the habit, which will make it easier for you to sit down tomorrow and write something awesome. Are you an artist who feels rusty? Grab your sketchbook and pens. Start doodling anything that you see around you. Silence your phone and leave it at the other side of the room. Turn off the TV. Draw for at least 5 minutes and something may come to you. Don't be afraid to make stupid doodles or stray marks. Again, forming the habit is most important. Do you know you have to go to the gym, but you don't feel like it? I hate to break it to you, but speaking from experience, you may never feel like going to the gym. Make it your mission to get out the door as quickly as possible. Put on your workout gear and go. Start walking before you run. Hop on the elliptical if you need a lower impact exercise. If you don't get the routine in place, it's going to be even harder to go to the gym the next time you're supposed to go. Having a breakthrough moment will help remind you why you set out to do what you do. Having a good or great writing session will renew your faith in yourself. Drawing something cool will help make those artistic and spatial connections in your brain stronger. And everyone knows that you feel awesome and more energized after a workout. More about habit and routine in regards to motivation. Let me repeat, motivation does not exist. I haven't felt like doing much of anything this month. But you know what I've shown up every day to do? Journaling. Why? Because it's part of my morning routine. According to my journal, I'm now on day 190 of my routine. And since I've added an accountability calendar to my desk, I've journaled for 24 days in a row, including weekends. That's easily the longest streak I've had in the entire 190 days. What does this tell you? What does this tell me? Scheduling something for every day with a time of day works better than loosely saying, I'm going to write every day. What the habit experts say is true. The more specific your goal is, the more likely you're going to achieve it. Adjust your routine until it works for you. However, this is an important caveat. Part of what makes the routine viable is making sure it works for you. It won't just work to put gym on your calendar every other day after work for the rest of your life. Or if it does work for you, I hate you and you're awesome. You have to have a few false starts before your routine will stick. Figure out what time and what days really work for you. A 6:30 a.m. daily journaling session works for me, but it may not work for you. My original goal of writing every day after work to set a post to publish is a nice idea, but it isn't working for me. Perhaps if I try writing every day but only publish on Mondays and Thursdays, I'll have a lot more success and won't beat myself up as much. If you're a perfectionist or an overachiever, this is going to be hard for you. But, and excuse me while I cringe when I say this, balance is the key for consistently showing up for your goals. After all, you need to have balance to stay sane, to avoid burnout, to want to continue to do your thing when shit gets tough. So motivation doesn't exist. It never will. Not if you want to rely on motivation to succeed. Motivation is fleeting and it is fickle. You can't depend on it to get things done. You just need to show up and work undistracted for 2 to 5 minutes. Get started. Have a breakthrough moment to renew your faith in yourself. Then set a routine, but make sure it'll work for you in the long run so you won't get burned out or overwhelmed by your new habit. What is your relationship to motivation versus showing up? You just listened to the post titled Motivation Doesn't Exist by Jenny Lee of HelloBrio.com. Thank you to Jenny. There are a lot of ways to help those breakthrough moments happen so that we actually show up. So for the gym example, she mentioned actually scheduling it into your calendar. I think that's a good one and something we've seen mentioned here on occasion or definitely on my brother's podcast, Optimal Health Daily, because it tends to work. We'll see the reminder and also are less likely to schedule something else over that period of time. Another trick is to change your environment so that's more conducive to that activity, or it removes some of the hurdles that stop us. So sticking with the exercise example, maybe having your gym bag already packed and having it in the passenger seat next to you, or blocking the door so you have to grab that bag on your way out. Even just keeping those items you need nice and visible at all times could help. And last, chaining the habit together with something else or sort of pairing it with another activity can be a great trick too. For example, always doing X right before or after you do some other very consistent habit or activity, like sleeping, showering, going to the bathroom, brushing your teeth, driving, you name it. Maybe it's some kind of physical activity before you shower, for example. There's lots of things to try any and all of which can increase the odds of turning the activity into a habit. So keep it up, keep building those habits along with me. Hope you're having a great morning, afternoon, or evening whenever you're listening to this. And I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.